can't think of a name.
Well, what's another word that means to aid somebody?
Help.
Let's see. If a person wants to go to heaven, he has to follow the straight and
narrow path.
I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Let's see. Another name for an automobile is a
car.
My mother might say to me, "This man is your uncle, and his wife is
aunt."
Okay. Who's aunt?
His aunt.
No. Now, if she's talking to me, she'd say, "This man is your uncle,
mm-hmm.
and his wife is."
Is he aunt?
Well, if she's talking to me,
uh-huh.
she'd say, "He's your uncle,
mm-hmm.
and this is
my brother."
No. Now, but you said almost exactly what I wanted you to, and then I sort of got things confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'll back up and start over again.
Mm-hmm.
If my mother's talking to me.
Yeah, your mother's talking
to
me. All
and right. she'd say, "This man is your uncle."
Mm-hmm.
And his wife is
your aunt.
Fine. Would you ever say ain't somebody? Or would you always say aunt somebody?
Aunt.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at.
Now they sit on. Now what name of them is? This is.
Okay, fine. Before a boy fights, he might clench both his.
Pieces. Mm-hmm.
A small insect that bothers people in the summertime that stings and draws blood is called a.
Stings and draws blood is. Insect in summertime. That's what makes smoke fall. Run them off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now I don't know. They're different kinds. Mm-hmm. This is one particular kind. Sometimes it'll, you can see it sit on you like that.
Mosquito.
Fine. On a clear day, you might look up in the sky and say, "Oh, there's not a single what in the sky."
Star.
Now, if it's in the daytime, you say, "There's not a single."
In the daytime. Yeah.
Say, "Oh, what a beautiful day."
Uh-huh.
Not a
cloud.
Fine. Right now we are sitting inside your
living room.
Okay. And the living room is part of your
house.
If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was,
mm-hmm.
what general word could you use to refer to it? You might say, "I'm going to get my shotgun and go get that."
We'll kill it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now suppose you didn't know exactly what it was. What might you call it? "I'm going to get that."
Rascal.
Okay. Would you ever call it a vomit?
Vomit. That's right.
Okay. Vomit. And what kind of animal might it be?
Possum.
Okay.
Well, you know, my children went out on the porch one night and the possum up in that tree right into that porch.
Really?
And we called, that's my cousin over there, and also he's our principal. And they called him, and he come shook him out of the tree, and they caught him and put him in a box and fattened him and killed him and eat him. But I didn't eat none of them. I used to love when I was young, my husband was terrible possum farm.
Uh-huh.
But I can't stand nothing like I used to now.
Well, what does it taste like?
Well, it tastes good. Huh?
Does it taste like chicken or beef or?
Yeah, it tastes something like it, but, you know, it's a little different. It's a lot different, but, get used to it, you love it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did. My husband used to go out soon in the morning and he'd wake up and come in with this many possums he could soak. And we cook them and we all enjoyed them. But now I can't nothing about possum or rabbits. I used to be crazy about rabbits too.
Uh-huh.
You know, some folks cook rabbits different. Now I didn't cook my rabbit. I put them in hot water at night and put salt in
uh-huh.
it. And,